We have our first guest in studio. She is with UNL Extension. Her title is Health and Wellbeing Educator. Welcome in, Brenda Oftenkamp. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Corey. Thanks for inviting me in.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we talk about when we transition into a new year, we're always talking about resolutions. That's something which we should kind of try to get ingrained in our lifestyle is the way we eat and exercise and just overall general health. And what you want to talk about today is something connected with that. And you've got a Fuel the Family cooking class coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Yes, we've started some monthly cooking classes, and this is really done through a learning collaborative. That's the Cardiovascular Learning Collaborative. So you have a number of agencies here in town, kind of stream-headed by West Central District Health, and then I'm a part of that group as well. And one of the needs that always seems to arise, and it's not just this year, but every year, and it doesn't matter whether it's the new year or in the middle of the year, is the need for some basic cooking classes and for people to understand how easy putting together whole foods and good nutritious foods and all of that can be. And so we have one of those coming up. We did our first one in February, and now March 19th we'll be doing that, and it's from 5:30 to 6:30, so we try to keep it to about an hour. And so it's not really hands-on, but I will demonstrate how to prepare some quick meals type things, and I'm trying to incorporate healthy tips and kind of the foods that we do select, and thinking cardiovascular health specifically, which really is cancer health, which is whatever kind of healthiness you really want. But how do you make some homemade meals? And then my whole mission personally is to make sure that they're budget friendly, because I don't, myself, and I think you, Corey, and every one of us, when we go to the grocery store, we're kind of having sticker shock, and we're concerned.
Yep.
And if you're feeding a number of people around the table, that's a concern. And so that's the focus of our March 19th cooking class, is all around protein. And what I want to do is really emphasize that we want to encourage people to eat a variety of proteins. And sometimes when we say protein, you think, oh, that's the major part of my food budget. And many times it is. So I hope to give a couple hints and tricks, and then I'll include free recipes at the cooking class on March 19th as well, how you can look at plant, you know, animal and plant proteins. And a combination of both is what we really should be eating and utilizing and trying to pump up our protein at whatever age you are in this game of life.
Okay.
But those are held out at the ESU unit 16, which is on the north side of North Platte. Not everyone's familiar with that. From 5:30 to 6:30 on March 19th, there's no cost. And the super part of this is that Nebraska Total Care has stepped up with some sponsorship. And so they're really helping fund some of the demonstrations and the resources that are going to be there. West Central District Health will be there and be able to take blood pressure readings. So if that's something that you have a concern with, they'll have their nurses and their staff on board so they can answer questions. And you get in touch with your cardiovascular health. And then Molina Healthcare will be giving out a door prize, per se, one or two of blood pressure cuffs. So if that's something that you've not purchased in your healthy, you know, kid at home, and think it would be a good idea, and it really is, to have a blood pressure cuff where you regularly take your blood pressure, we'll be offering a couple of those as door prizes on March 19th.
Okay, good deal. And again, 5:30 to 6:30 in the evening there?
Yes, right.
At the Educational Service Unit 16, 1221 West 17th here in North Platte. And then you wanted to also kind of delve into more about protein.
Yeah, you know, protein, and if you are one of those that follow the media or whatever, you know that the American Dietary Guidelines were changed and adapted, and that new upside-down pyramid came out in January. And the thing that I will tell you, as you look at that, some of us engrossed in agriculture are really thrilled, because it came back with pictures, it came back with agricultural-specific, you know, pictures of food items at the top of that pyramid, which is really, really exciting. Mm-hmm. Those items have always been there, even with the MyPlate, which is what we're transitioning out of to this upside-down pyramid. But one of the focuses is increased protein. And this is all, it's not just, in my opinion, decisions that are made in Washington, D.C. They've done a lot of research and a lot of statistical stuff that go into whatever changes they make. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I want to focus on protein specifically on March 19th. But it's kind of a focus of many of the lessons that I'm doing throughout the area right now is on protein. And I want you to think about not only, and I'm leading the pack that we love our beef steaks, But, you know, there's pork chops, there's chicken breasts, there's deviled eggs or hard-boiled eggs. There's, you know, there's so many things that have protein, you know. And when you think about milk, and there again, that was one of those other words associated with those new dietary guidelines. But when you think protein, protein is the same amount no matter what kind of milk you buy in terms of dairy milks. When you get to some of the plant-based alternative milks, which there's a place for those in our diet, you have to really start reading. But whether you drink skim milk or whether you drink vitamin D whole milk, the amount of protein is the same. And so there again, so much of what I do is trying to help people understand how to read those food labels. It is not easy. And then as I always say, if you're really thinking healthy, and I'm going to get in touch with what I'm eating and the and what products are in the foods that I select at the supermarket, it takes time. It takes time. So there again, as I raise these up, if anybody wants more information or wants to, you know, I try to get a class together in terms of a small group of individuals, and that's what I do pretty much day to day in my position throughout the whole area. But if you want to know more, contact me at the extension office and just know that, you know, as I look through my list of protein foods, the one that really gets me is edamame, Corey. And some of us might
I have
not
never heard of that, and I was going to ask you, what is you edamame? Haven't.
That's a soy product. Edamame is a certain variety of soybean. Okay. And so we don't grow those kind of soybeans in the state of Nebraska. They'd be further back into the Midwest.
Okay.
But edamame, and so if you go to an Oriental restaurant, that might be, and maybe even, well, here in North Platte probably, sometimes they have them as an appetizer, and they'll put some little savory pepper or seasonings on it, even with some type vinegar or something like that on it, or you'll dip it in something.
Oh, okay.
And it's the pod, but then you pull the beans out of that middle of that pod. Okay. And you can buy them in the freezer section just as a frozen little packages. Great little snacks. You know, if I think, and I did buy those when my kids got older, they have them in a package that you can buy them snack size.
Okay.
So a good thing, and you steam them and you eat them warm or whatever. The other one is roasted chickpeas. Chickpeas are grown out west here. If you go further west here in Nebraska, chickpeas, garbanzo beans, those are those little white beans that we sometimes see on salad bars. Those are very high in protein, very high in protein. And there again, nothing wrong with our animal-based proteins, but some of those plant-based proteins are strong Nebraska agricultural products, which I love to promote. But they're all there, you know. And then when you select whatever foods you do select, and specifically proteins, you have to start thinking about what is the healthy choice. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like the flavor of it, you're not going to eat it, so don't purchase it.
That's true.
But what's the sodium content? What's the sugar content? You know, what's the fat content? And then it's a matter of compromise in terms of the foods that you choose that are best and healthiest for you and your family.
Mm-hmm. Even a tuna pouch has a lot of protein.
Oh, yes. Tuna is a great one, you know, and you're getting your omega-3 fatty acids, which everybody knows is that's the good word there. And so those are good. You know, even thinking about our shakes and our smoothies, I think at my house it was a mainstay as an after-school snack. We always had frozen fruit and some kind of yogurt in the refrigerator. And then I know I have adult friends that have a smoothie per se in the morning time as their little jump up.
Yep.
But how can you incorporate protein there? And my featured recipe that I'm sharing here in the next 7 days pretty heavily is a protein shake with frozen blueberries and black beans, a can of black beans.
Hmm. Okay.
Which doesn't sound real, real good, but there again, I always, and I'm the first one to think, why am I eating? Well, I like flavor, but more so than that, what we have to always remind ourselves is we really want nutritional value. We want nutritional value. So to go out on a limb and try something a little daring like black beans in your morning smoothie, it kind of moves your mind a little ways. But I try to challenge people that way, and I'm the one that has to be challenged just as much because it's not natural. But if you think about a can of black beans, they're shelf-stable. You can buy them at the supermarket, and if you get the reduced sodium ones, those are probably a healthier choice. You could rinse them, and anytime you use a lot of your canned beans, you're going to rinse them before you put them in anywhere. Mm-hmm. And especially those black beans, rinse them and then throw them in the emulsifier or that blender right along with your other favorite smoothie-type things.
You got a lot of things that are byproducts of our proteins and what they do for your body. A lot of good things you got listed there in the second half of the page.
Right. No, protein is so valuable, you know, and you think of our younger children, elementary and high school, protein is building their muscles, building their bones, all of that kind of thing. And then as we get into high school and those competitive sports, we know protein is really, really important to maintain and sustain those muscles. But as you get older, it's the same thing. When you hit 50, 55, the percentage of protein that you need to have daily is so great. And so, and then there again, and the mainstay of protein is those amino acids. And I can't list all the amino acids, but there's 20 of those. And those are all those macronutrients that are so very important to be consuming. So thinking about how we can add a little power punch of protein, animal or plant-based, into our current recipes and things we eat.
Yeah, they, and something which I didn't know is they help you form immunoglobulins or antibodies to fight infections.
Yes, right. Oh, yeah, yeah. See, so and there's, of course, through the wintertime, that immune system. We always want to eat healthy, you know, and right along with eating a variety of foods and think of those five food groups and then eating a rainbow of colors, you know, then that brings in the fruits and the vegetables and all of those things. And that's the way that you make sure you have a balanced diet without having to supplement on and above your normal foods, that kind of thing. But oh yeah, so much controls that, you know, and our protein is maintaining muscles as well as building muscles and maintaining bones, but it's also regulating our fluids in our body and all of that, that is so critical in terms of immunity. And as we either push ourselves at work or at school or somewhere and lack sleep, those things even become more important. So all of those things, including getting good night's sleep, play a big, big part.
And supplies the body with energy. And I think we all have times when we feel like we're dragging a little bit.
Yes, so. Yes. You know, when you say energy, when you combine energy and food, that's really the definition of calories. And so that's one thing that I will tell you is I always preach we need calories. Every day when you get out of bed, you need calories. Calories are food energy. Your body, your mind, nothing is going to work up to its full potential without calories. Mm-hmm. But it's a matter of the decisions that I make with the calories that I consume each day.
There's good calories and bad calories.
Yes,
right?
There is. There is. There is. But it's more or less balancing it with physical activity for most of us. And that's where as we get older and we get busy into life, we get caught up in not doing as much physical activity.
Yes, it can go, our health kind of can go by the wayside there when we get busy sometimes. On this cooking class you got coming up, do you want people to let you know ahead of time that they're coming, or can they just show up on the 19th?
Nope, just show up on the 19th, 5:30, 6:30, out at the Educational Service Unit here in North Platte, and we're going to try to accommodate you. Well, like I say, I'll have recipes. You can get your blood pressure checked, as well as I will have some food samples and do some demonstrations of various protein, specifically thinking about the proteins that we use when we make tacos, which is kind of a mainstay at my family dinner table, and then how to incorporate proteins in breakfasts and some of those things.
So you've got a picture of kind of a fruit, mixture of different fruit there on the sheet, and then you've got like what looks like an omelet.
Right. You know, and those all go back to, so yogurt, and if you've not been to the dairy counter at the supermarket, you have yogurts that we've always had there, and then you have the Greek yogurts that are showing up here in the last 10, 15 years, and look at the nutritional facts label. Protein is so much higher. It's double in your Greek yogurts versus your regular yogurts. And so that's the recipe that I'll really demonstrate. Then you have an omelet. And I would tell you eggs are such a power pack of protein. And so we'll look at how you incorporate those. And at my house, if you call my husband, we have omelets, we have frittatas, we have eggs for every meal of the day, really. And I enjoy it. It's probably not his favorite, but it's a power pack of protein in a way that I can put protein on the table without breaking my food budget.
Sounds great. Anything else you wanted to add?
Nope, I think that's it. Just come out and join us on March 19th. And then the other thing is to watch out. These cooking classes will be done each month now through the end of this year in 2026, but we'll probably move them around to different parts of North Platte. So be sure to call the Extension office or reach out to West Central District Health if you're wanting to be sure to be included in when we do the next one.
Will you post these upcoming classes on your website too?
Yep, they'll be on our Extension website, which is Lincoln Logan. Well, it's really University of Nebraska Lincoln Logan and McPherson counties, if you search us out. Okay. LLM.UNL.edu or just give us a call. And the extension office here in North Platte is 308-532-2683.
Okay.
But don't plan on registering. Just show up on the 19th. We want to make it easy and turnkey and a way for you to have some quick learning and ideas.
Great. All right. Brenda Ofton Camp with UNL Extension has been our guest this morning. We thank you very much, and have a nice day. Enjoy beautiful weather today before hopefully some precip comes
Great.
Our way
thank
tomorrow.
You.